WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun segment here. But before we meander into that, I got to tell you, I got crab cakes on the brain here for the holiday. We're going to be having a crab cake tour, and it's my 30th anniversary coming up here on December 13th. So obviously crab cakes do you well in Baltimore sports radio and fun. We're going to be celebrating that in Catonsville on the 9th. With the Maryland Lottery, we're going to let ourselves play over in Catonsville in the 21228. We're going to be at the Beaumont having a steak and some chops, hanging out. Don's inviting half of Catonsville over for that one. Then on the 15th, we're going to be at Costa's. I got my Costa shirt on underneath. I'm going to be having the Crab Imperial and feel like a king. That's the 15th. But before we do that, we're going to be at Pappas, finally celebrating up in Cockeysville at Leonard Raskin's favorite place. Mike Bordick's going to be joining us on Friday, doing an early lunchtime thing up there from 12 to 3. Come on by. And Carol Gentry's here from the lottery, and this is big news for me. Finally, Roz and I, my back's organized. I have scratch-offs. If you're coming out to Pappas, Ravens scratch-offs, legit, get them while they last, one per person, and you got to be 18 or older, obviously. Carol, is there any other legal I need to throw into this as I welcome you in? Because I want to make sure that I'm doing this right at Pappas, because this is a big responsibility, me working with the Maryland Lottery, you know?
No, I think, Nestor, you said exactly what needed to be said, and I was going to make sure I said it today, but I'll say it again, and that is, especially during the holiday season, whether it's Ravens tickets or holiday scratch-offs, they're not for kids, 18 plus. So we believe in playing responsibly and gifting responsibly. So thanks for bringing that up. That's all right,
so here's the cool part for me. My wife and I are together the other night, and I wasn't from a stocking family, okay? Not at all. We didn't do stockings. I don't know why. We just didn't. I had a tree. We had gifts. I had a beautiful childhood, but we just didn't do stockings the way like you see it on TV. But my wife did, and she told me about her childhood. And I said, you can't do that. And I said, it's against the law. And she's like, okay. You know, so I said, we would talk about this because I had never heard of such a thing. You know what I mean? Because John brought it up last week too. And I'm like, I never really thought of that. Like my parents, like never, you know, but don't do it.
So you're saying that's what happened with your wife? They used to put kids together.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it. Okay. Just don't do it. Right.
Right. Right.
Well, my wife probably did a lot of illicit things back in the day. We got lottery stuff going on here. And you know, I'm doing the crab cake tour. First off, I love your energy. And I get to know you from a crowded room with a bunch of media people. Every year you do this media thing and yes, you have gifts and prizes. But more than that, you really educate partners on the significance of the lottery and gaming. And now John's here every week talking about casinos and Swark and all of this other stuff and just do's and don'ts. And from media standpoint, my wife says, if I'm really good with you guys, maybe one day I'll get to pull the balls and all that. But I'm trying to like make sure I'm in line and all that.
We'll get you on the set. If you want to be there, we can get you. I don't think we can have you pulling the balls or anything, but we can have you as a guest.
All right. Now they'll let me up TV Hill. I mean, I keep running into the TV Hill people. So listen, the scratch offs. So I'm having some fun with this, right? I'm letting myself play. We're having the crab cake tour. We've been doing it for a couple of months. I finally have some scratch offs. I'm doing it. Give me a little like you have so many games. You guys gave me the Ravens ones and they're cool. These are almost sort of rare this time of year, right? Like because they run out and then you're into sort of you're going to hold up all the cool little holiday things that I don't have yet. But this it's so seasonal and it's fun. And I guess that's the spirit of playing. You're playing to win, but you want to make fun games for people.
That's right. We have scratch offs in all varieties. And now, of course, you did that. So, you know, I'm going to have to do this.
Oh,
and hold up our holiday scratch-offs. So for stockings for the adults, right, from $1 to $20, we've got really – they're fun. You know, cookies and cash, and we've got –
those are big. Those are
gold
big.
Gold ticket. Well, this is a big one. They come in all different sizes, and there's four different assortments here. But they make great stocking stuffers for the 18-plus and great gifts. And some of these have top prices up to $100,000. So it's kind of fun. And, of course, you see this, right?
That's a tree. What is that?
It's our scratch-off tree. So we have a very talented woman here, Mary, and she puts together, she takes these scratch-offs.
I want that on the set. See?
Isn't that beautiful? Look at this.
I want to take that to the crab cake tours. I want to have that at Pappas on Friday. Yes.
Well, maybe we can get you one. These are just samples. These aren't the real ones.
If it fits on my head, it'll look a little like a holiday dunce cap.
I could put it on my head, but I don't think here. How's this?
No, I mean, it would be almost like a Will Ferrell kind of gig, right? Yeah. Like a little bit of an elf thing, right?
These are really fun, though. I mean, everybody loves, who doesn't love to get that, right? You take them, and then if the real ones, right? You take them, you scratch them, you could win a lot, but they're really fun.
There? So is this like a dude, you all, hold on. Every year you do a contest, guess how many jelly beans or how many scratch off? I have to guess how many scratch off tickets. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 38 scratch off tickets on there.
Close, but wrong. There's typically anywhere from 50 to 100 scratch offs on there. It just depends.
Are they stuffed underneath?
So it's just folded. It depends on the size of the tickets. So the smaller tickets would take, it's a little more tedious.
Oh, okay. I got you. So, okay.
But they're really fun, and everybody loves these things. I mean, can you imagine that in the middle of your table, your centerpiece? So they're fun.
You know, this sponsorship's so much fun for me because every week I'm out. Now I have tickets, and people be chasing me around to get scratch-offs with the Ravens. But I, more than anything, places I go now, I notice you. You know, like I walked into Conrad's. We were doing the show. Barry Glassman joined us. My dear friend Eric Sauer from There Goes My Hero joined my wife, both leukemia survivors and bone marrow transplant survivors, talking about There Goes My Hero, which is based in Abingdon. So we were up in Abingdon. We're in Conrad's telling a family story about pulling crabs out of the water in these locations and local. And I take my bags to go up and I'm there right in the little plaza right off 924. And I walk in and I got my bags. Last time you saw me, I couldn't carry anything. My back's killing me. And I look to the right and there's a giant lottery like machine thing right at the front door. And I'm thinking, and between Royal Farms Wise, every week when Seth sends over the winners, there's always a Royal Farms or Wise, these other people. It's amazing. I think the penetration of how many people play the lottery, how ubiquitous it is statewide, everywhere we go, but also that you do mix things up, like, and the partnerships with the Ravens are fun. When I go to the games, I see you're playing games in between timeouts and all of that sort of thing, but I notice it more, and there's just more ways to play, right?
There's lots of ways to play, and you hit on a good point, right? So we're all across the state, 4,400 retailers. We're out doing events. We do 100 different events across the state. So we want to reach all kinds of people. And it's about having fun. We want people to have fun, play responsibly, but have fun. But of course, all that money that is generated goes to help to support important state services and programs. So it really works for everybody. And that's what makes it so much fun, I think. And that's what makes the lottery ubiquitous. Everybody knows us.
Is there a specific way that you recommend, like a nickel, a penny, a dime? Because we don't have as much change in the modern era. Is there a special scratcher you could use to scratch?
We have scratchers. So for out at events, we sometimes have the scratchers. But, you know, if you have a nail, your thumb, nickel, penny, whatever.
I'm always afraid of like scratching off my $1 million winner. You know what I mean? Like I was always afraid of damaging it a little bit.
Try your nail. Be gentle. Try your nail.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, I know they're made differently than maybe they were a million years ago as well. But yeah. But also I am a little concerned that, you know, like I get the wrong sort of thing on this. Carol Gentry's here. She's with the Maryland Lottery Gaming. She officially, because I have to give like job descriptions, the managing director of communications.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
You communicate. I mean, clearly, and you're a communicator. Yeah, you know, tell everybody a little bit about you, because I have some fun with you. Like, I see you at the promos, and I see you as a part of all this stuff. How many years you've been with the lottery? Feels like you've been around a long time.
I've been here a long time. I'm getting close to the 20-year mark. I can't believe I've been here this long, but it's true. I was in product development. I've been more in this department. This is where my heart and soul is. So, you know, we do public relations. We do media relations. We do all the drawings. This is all my department and all the events and the second chance contest. So I have a really great group of staffers here who are these guys. They work really hard. They're at events all the time. They're talking to media all the time. We're interviewing winners all the time, which is great fun, right? And then we send out releases. So this is a very busy, our department is kind of an eclectic mix of multi-talented people. And we do all kinds of stuff. It's fun.
I always thought, I knew Buddy Rugo, and like he was in my studio 25 years ago when like $1 million was like a lot of money.
Yes.
And the lotto was up to 10 million or, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And even when Keno came on, online. The Barn was one of my sponsors back in the 90s, one of the first places that you could kind of get a Vegas feel to sit, sort of a parlor feel. And listen, I've been at this from the beginning of time. It's my 30th anniversary. I mean, every David Cordish that was going to open a casino, every horse racing, jockey club, slot, like all of the conversation that went into all of this, all the politics, all of that, where we are right now. And I talked to John about gaming and the Vegas style, and we're going to be able to bet on sports in all these places. I'd love to talk about like where the benefit is, because I mean, I say that about getting the stadium built to get the football team here. I go back that far, 30 years ago, that you've been at this a long time too. The money that's generated here goes back to so many things that really benefit the community. And, you know, because there's both sides of game. Listen, I run Play Responsibly ads all the time in my voice. I've had people in my family afflicted, like all of that. And we want people to play responsibly. But this isn't, you know, and I always say to John, on the up and up, because part of the gambling on these football games is it has to be on the up and up, right? I mean, all the way through. But for you guys as an entity, and for you to see it develop in this way to where there's lots of millions more generated than maybe 20 years ago when you started talking about it, that this money is going back into making our community a better place.
Absolutely. So I mean, I've been here, gosh, this makes me feel old, right? When we were just lottery, and then the casinos came on board, right? And now we're talking about sports wagering. In the end, when you take it all in total, our mission is to raise revenue for the state. So it's public health, public safety, the environment, and of course, most importantly, education. So all of these different parts that make up the lottery really go to support all the good causes of the state. So that's an important part of, it's the biggest part of what we do. And we just hide that under the umbrella of we're also having fun while we do it. So
hold up those scratch-offs for me. I want to see the holiday games. Because I always think, like, my wife and I watch Jeopardy, right? We're like, who gets to make the questions? That would be kind of fun. Who gets to make... Who decides? Like, I get with the Ravens, it's the Ravens and it's purple and you do, but like the games you guys come up with, that's part of the fun for me. And I know there's some licensing and marketing agreements that make it more fun with sort of iconic things, but the holiday stuff, these are designed to play a fun game.
They are. So I was bragging about my department in communications, but we have a really great product development team and a marketing team, and we work with vendors, and you get ideas from other lotteries across the country. So it's a very collaborative
effort. You steal ideas too. I do that in radio. I just say, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the oversimplified way of saying it, but that's exactly what happens, right? So there's a lot that goes into it. And then, you know, you want to see player reaction. We do a lot of research on figuring out what our players like and don't like and past experience. So the lottery business is a fascinating and complicated business. People don't really realize that. And I guess that's okay if they don't, because it's about having fun and raising revenue. So that's
I like doing a little bit of both, because like I was talking about Buddy and memories of Buddy. When I came over to your offices, and I've been in your place a couple of times over the years, but I came over to actually get the gear that I'm like drinking out of and the fun that I'm having and like all of that. And I was, you know, completely broken down when I got over there, but I came in and you put me in the little Buddy room. And the first thing I saw was like, it was like a party room with boas and guitars and like rock star stuff and fun stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is the room like you bring the winner, the real, like if you win $100 million, this is where you go. Or if you win 10 grand, you know what I mean? Like if you have to come to your place and, you know, right off Washington Boulevard, right on the Southwest, right across from Arroyo Farms, right in front, you probably smell the fried chicken up in your windows. but I, you know, people that come there, you and Roz, the Doug, the people that I've had on, John, sometimes because he's working a lot of different places, but you guys meet the people at the front door and like, hey, you won $100,000. And they're like all giddy and excited and maybe timid. Maybe you meet all sorts of people.
Yes.
But that's a different place than being a funeral director. No offense. You know what I mean? It's a different kind of
game. No, that's right.
You know?
It's actually the coolest part of this job is that we have all kinds of people who come in. We call it the winner's circle. It's now dedicated to Buddy Rugal.
Well, that's why I gave him some
love. Buddy was the heart and soul of fun, right? I worked for years with Buddy, so I know, right?
He was the face
was
of the lottery,
fun.
Right?
We couldn't go anywhere without people running up to him and hugging him and saying, you're the lottery guy. So we wanted to do a dedication to this winner's circle, that room you're talking about, with for Buddy, which is what we did. And it's true. People come in and they're nervous. Sometimes they're excited. More often than not, they're really nervous. So we loosen them up, we cheer them on, and we try and get their story. They don't have to agree to publicity in the state of Maryland, but we try and engage them and see what we can get them to do. Sometimes they're willing to do full publicity.
What percentage of people that win significant 50 grand, 100 grand, something like that, what percentage say, because I see the pictures of the likenesses. I mean, you guys promote that real people win, which they do.
That's exactly right.
And you literally get that magic of, oh my God, this solved a lot of problems in my life. It's not going to solve every problem. Although my wife and I, every time we go by and you know, she looks up and sees three digits, she's running out with a $20 bill and buying. My wife loves to play the lottery. I talk about it all the time, but she plays the jackpot because it's life altering. And you've met more than a handful of people that have come in and literally it's altered their life, right?
Oh, we've met the biggest winners. I mean, we've met the biggest winners. And if they choose to remain anonymous, we have to respect that. But we try and do anonymous photos. So we can still show people. So it might be like this, right? They're hiding their face, but we can still tell their story. So we let people know that real people are winning. I mean, we've had some characters. Remember Bunky Bartlett, who won like $86.5 million. He was the Wiccan, and he went out and bought three cars before he ever came in. So we've had characters like that.
I ran into Bunky later in life. He was running a pizza shop up in Westminster, and I went up and had a pizza. Yes. And winners that are so famous that 20 years later remember their names.
Yeah,
he's right in Parkville, man. He was right off Walther Boulevard. He had a store.
Yep. So we get all kinds of people who come in, and some will. We tell them to embrace the moment. You know, take a few moments to really embrace this. And once we get them comfortable, they can actually start enjoying the idea that they've won. Whether they agree to publicity or not, that's secondary, but obviously we'd like them to. But we get to meet a lot of great people.
I knew Carol Gentry was going to be a great guest. I warned my wife. I said, it's going to be a fun segment here. She's the managing director of communications. So she is a communicator for all things lottery. I'll be communicating a crab cake with friends at Pappas on Friday up in Cockeysville. A lot of friends, Mike Bordick, John Kelly is going to be talking about this incredible bike race. And we talked about so many different things. I mean, charity last week, politics, had the mayor 2 weeks ago at Coco's. We've been up and down. I'm going to Costas for my anniversary and over to Catonsville. So I am very, very appreciative of letting myself play and getting out. But you guys are about to expand with gaming and casino. Yep. Like there's always like something into the next year that's going to happen, but nothing quite like this. And John and I talk about it all the time. This is a whole different level of, and I keep saying to my wife, the Las Vegas experience. You know, I got my friends from Wise Markets are coming in next weekend to celebrate a birthday, and they're going out and they're playing in Baltimore. And there's all sorts of things that are coming to our state here that are going to make people stay here, and dedicate that resource and that fun and those drinks and that, hopefully they're winning if they're betting on the Ravens, that'll all be happening right here in Maryland.
And you just said next year, we actually think that, you know, first bets are going to take place before the end of the year, by the end of December. We think.
No, I told me that last
week.
I'm put you in that. Okay.
It's exciting.
This is on the internet. I know nobody listens to this show, but this is going to be on the internet. So if it doesn't happen, you guys are really starting to feel good about yourselves. You know,
we've been working really hard. The team here at the lot, we've been working really hard for this. So, and I'm sure John has told you. So
me smile because you're like out in front of it being like, yeah, we're going to have bets before the end of the month. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm December 1st today. I'm like checking, but.
Let's see if my prediction comes true.
I'm not holding you to it. You jumped out on the ledge. I'm trying to like, whoa. Are you sure? You know, but because Tom Dunai and Chuck Kilgore, two of my listeners' friends, Colgate, guys I grew up with, they crush me on Facebook every week about like, when's it happening? So there is, and I say this to John every week, you want these places to be ready. You're going to open 5-7 doors, whatever the number is going to be, and say, go, there's a football game. We're playing the Bengals on Christmas, the day after Christmas, like having staff and stuff, just the realities of life and making sure that I would say on the up and up, but more than that, I think we're beyond up and up now. We're more on to making sure you can serve people. When you open the gates, you have enough people that these places are equipped to manage it. So it's not a cluster, quite frankly. You want it to be a great experience for everybody.
These are, initially the first group, they're experienced, right? So they're professionals. They know what they'll need to do. And on our end, we know what we need to do to make sure everything is run properly. So, we're excited. We're excited. And it'll be great to see things come to fruition.
Well, yeah. I'm excited that I have Scratch Offs that I'm going to be able to now employ and put to work. Yeah, you guys sent me the Ravens ones. That's sweet of you at the end of the year. How long will these be available? I mean, give me a little bit of the math.
They'll be out for a while. You're good. We'll be okay. You can go on the website on mdlottery.com and you can see, you can look at any Scratch Off tickets to see, you know, how many top prizes have been won so far and where they are. And so that's very, very helpful. MDLottery.com, any of the tickets, including Ravens. And as popular as they are, you can still get them out there. So we encourage you to do it and support our team. They're awesome.
Well, here's what I would say. I'm doing the show Friday, then Wednesday, next Thursday, the 9th, I'm in Catonsville at the Beaumont. Then on the 15th, I'm at Casas. And I have some tickets, right? So when I give this ticket to someone and they scratch it with their nail or with the little scratcher and they don't screw it right up, you know, your thought is, well, maybe I win $5. Maybe I win $10. Maybe I win $20, right? But I would say the promise in this is like season tickets for like life and like going, being on a plane and like kicking football. Like what are the other like fun things that I should be telling people at Pappas? Like, hey, you might win $5, but you might really win this really cool thing.
So the ticket itself is cool, right? Great prizes on the ticket, but the second chance contest is, in my opinion, just the coolest thing. These are prizes you can't get anywhere else. Experiential tickets, right? Experiential prizes, excuse me. So season tickets for the year, season tickets for 20 years, chance to get on the field. You know, you've seen that cool when we've done pass for cash, chance to get on the field, chance to win cash prizes. They're just the coolest experiences for people, and they're like nothing else. It's not like something you can go to the store and buy, right? Getting on the plane and going to a game and getting to be on the field and see what's going on. You don't get that anywhere else.
And the people throwing the footballs, do they know ahead of time they're throwing the footballs? Like,
yeah, they have an idea what they have to do.
Do they get to practice a little bit?
Well, a little bit. But as you can see, it's not as easy as it looks, right?
No, sometimes they're...
But it's fun.
Well, my wife was sick. She threw out the first pitch in Tampa. Rick Vaughn, former Oriole PR guy, was running the Rays at the time. And Joe Maddon's the manager. It's back 2015. So we go down, and he tells her to step off the mound so she throws it. She doesn't look goofy throwing it, right? And she's relatively athletic. But when I married her in 2003, I had no idea that whether she could throw a football or not. So a couple of years later, and we're into our marriage 3-4 years, we're in Miami in a parking lot, and I'm working after the game in the locker room. I come up, the parking lot's kind of empty, grills, beer cans, you know, stuff that you'd find in Miami after the Ravens kicked the snot out of the Dolphins again, right? So we're in the parking lot and some kids are playing ball and the ball got errant. And my wife went over to pick it up, and I had never seen her throw a football. And I'm like, hey, can you throw a football? Because I think I'd seen her throw a baseball and was like, okay, you know, she's played a little softball or whatever. She took the football and just like Marino in the parking lot. It was like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite, you know. And she threw a perfect – and I'm thinking to myself, she would be the one that would be like the perfect one to go down there and thinking – she's not going to win the big prize. What's the big prize on the field?
It's cash prize. You can win. It depends how many times you get it through.
Then she'll be practicing, I promise you. But I just wondered if people practiced or not, because like the crowd gets into it. It's hardcore. Yeah. And
here's the thing. Were you thinking after your wife threw that, man, I married the right woman. I got the right woman. She can.
I'm just thinking, what else can she do that I don't know about? You know what I mean? Like, what other mad skills? Can she make an origami Christmas tree out of Maryland Lottery scratch?
Can she do this? Right.
She probably can. She and her sister are pretty creative like that. Yeah. Carol Gentry's here. She's the managing director of communications. She is sorry that she spent this 25 minutes with me. She will assign John Martin back to his usual location next week. Her poor Roz, her Doug. Carol, it's been great having you on. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been great to be.
And a visit. And I'm very proud of myself that I have the scratch offs now. Hey, and I tell everybody, I usually say play responsibly, we'll do all that, but give everybody the whole deal, because I was a poor kid from Dundalk. Okay. We didn't have stockings when I was a young lad for corrupted parents to do unlawful things, you know. But my wife, apparently in New Hampshire, she always watches that New Hampshire North Law where they're busting people for doing stuff. So just give everybody the law again about this, because you really do want people to use them as stocking stuffers. Like, that part didn't occur to me. They're like, Yeah, adults, it's perfect. It's a great idea, especially around the office and all that. You want people doing that, right?
Yeah. So the stocking stuffers, you can put it in a gift card and give it to somebody. You can make it part of the fun at the table for the holidays, put one on each seat, however you want to do it. But the real message that we keep it's really important over the holidays is to gift responsibly and to make sure that you're giving these really fun gifts to adults, 18 plus, not to kids. You know, we're part of the World Lottery Association. We're going for the highest level of certification, which is a part of our responsible play messaging and part of what we do responsibly with our tickets. So this is an important part, not just this time of year, all year long, but especially now because of the stocking stuffer. So great gifts, great fun, great centerpieces, great all kinds of fun things that we do, but for adults.
Speaking of centerpieces, how did you know? Tell Roz she's fancy, because when she sent this, I actually have like a tabletop tent for the second chance.
Oh, that's nice.
So, right? So I figured that's good, man. So I appreciate all the swag here through all the years. I have all sorts of old school coffee mugs from promo events and all that stuff. But it's really great to have you on the show after all these years. You know, in the old days, you and Buddy would have just rolled into the old Hart Road Studios when the jackpot got to 100 million and put your feet up. But I appreciate you coming by. And being a good sport here today and educating us and having a little bit of fun.
Thank you, Nestor. It's been great fun. If I don't talk to you before, then have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy. Keep up the energy.
Crab cakes for you and me in 22. All right. I mean, my mask is here. Hold on a second. Let me duck out of it. I have my mask. This is the mask I wore when I had the mayor over at Coco. So I have a lottery mask.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I've been an idiot holding it upside down. My wife's like, dude, you're holding the mask upside down. Turn around. I'm like, okay. So, let yourself play and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, we're unmasking a little bit more. Right. And so it has been fun to spend time with people. So come on out and have a crab cake, all right?
Sounds good.
Tell
Take
Roz
care.
To get her, you know, Roz's husband was like a huge WNST lister, so he owes me a crab cake too. So we're going to get Greg from Northeast. We're rolling old school for my 30th anniversary. The Maryland Lottery, we let ourselves play here each and every week with our crab cake tour. Carol Gentry, my latest victim from the Maryland Lottery, and the managing director of communications. We'll get back. And by the way, there's a rumor they're going to be opening these joints up this month, so hang in there. I'm going to be at Pappas on Friday. Mike Bordick is with us. Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global, his favorite crab cake in the world is the Pappas crab cake. I can't wait to see the glee when he comes on the program. Jim Reese from Offa Kerman, fresh off his visit with Guy Fieri and Triple D's and my boy Hot Rod down here at the Mexican R&R a couple blocks from my place. And we're also going to be welcoming John Kelly out from Kelly and Associates and the Kelly family, talking about the bike race through the city. The 9th, that's Thursday the 9th, we're going to be at the Beaumont, the brand new restaurant. Oh, the food's good there. They're putting the crab cakes on special for the holidays. So we're going to be doing that on the 9th in Catonsville with Don Moeller. And then on the 15th, I got my shirt underneath, my Rofo shirt here. Hold on here. Costas. And it's Steelers week, and I feel funny about wearing anything black and gold, with all due respect to UMBC and Towson, but I am doing it for Costas and their 50th anniversary as well. So 30 for me, 50 for them on the 15th. In Dundalk, where hopefully I can come back on Thursday night and ring the victory bell with a state championship for the mighty Dundalk ass. Matter of fact, I'm going to get my Dundalk High jacket out and wear that the rest of the week as a Hall of Famer at Dundalk High. So I haven't plugged Dundalk High, so I'm going to do that in this segment. Let each fellow join our chorus, echo far and near. Go Dundalk High. God, I hope Johnny O doesn't lose that bet to Brandon Scott. Mervo, oh boy. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, we never stop talking high school football and the Maryland Lottery and letting ourselves play and Baltimore Positive.